The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This is President George Washington for the Joe Piscopo Show. Listen to Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. And don't tell him you've got someplace else to go.
We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
Thank you, Jim Meskimen. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Happy Wednesday. You made it on this Wednesday. We appreciate it very much. Hey, you know, it's D-Day. We're celebrating and remembering D-Day today. We got so much to get into. I have notes. I've got papers. I've got books. I've got what we call the anchor dashboard in front of me to let you know exactly what went on with the elections last night, and a lot to tell you about in the silly personal life that is yours truly. But it's the celebration, the remembrance of D-Day. I still can't believe how we did that. It was a military operation during the Second World War on June 6th, 1944, resulted in the Allied liberation of Western Europe from Nazis' Germany control. And the code name, you know what the code name on that was? You let me know what the code name was. You let me, because I never knew this till later on. But the battle began on June 6, 44, and 156,000 American, British, and Canadian forces landed on 5 beaches. Listen to this. Let me, and please stay with me on this. Even if, oh, wow, what does that mean? No, because sometimes, like, I'm not really a Civil War person, but when I watch some of those Fox shows on Sunday right before I go to bed and I watch some of the Civil War, that is pretty riveting. You forget about it. You forget how violent and vicious. You can't forget about the Second World War, I know, because of my daddy, rest his soul. So that was a 50-mile stretch of this heavily fortified coast of France's Normandy region, right? I think the Nazis thought we were going to go in south, that George Patton was going to go in south. You know that. But, boy, Dwight Eisenhower, he pulled the trigger on this. He was the Allied Supreme Commander. So remembering lives lost and, the tenacity and the focus and the heroism led by the Americans as we went into D-Day 1944. Just Google that. If you're younger, you're listening with your mom, you got to Google D-Day. And then if you watch Private Ryan, Spielberg's picture, and you watch the beginning, you watch how they landed on D-Day, oof. You can't. Well, you and I can't imagine. They went on those boats, those landing craft, and then they had their equipment, and no one thought, well, can you swim with all that equipment on? No. Guys drowned. It was just awful, and we want to remember that today, all right? And we'll mention that several times because we are proud of those who put their lives on the lines for us, aren't we, though? We are, right? This is why we're proud Americans. This is why when you hear Dennis Rodman's going to be in North Korea, how proud does that make you? Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. That's all I got to tell you. You wonder why we love President Trump. Boom! This is it. This is it. Dennis Rodman may be at this summit next week, and we just absolutely love it. Because the picture of President Donald J. Trump, Kim Jong-un, and Dennis Rodman, you know, you kind of can't make that up. And you know what the bottom line is? It's not a bad thing. You may unify North Korea. God, I love it. You just, if we sat in a room and we said, now, how are we going to bring peace to North Korea? And you did this scenario. Well, there's going to be tweets, and you're going to go after this maniac rogue leader who kills his own people, and we're going to tweet him into guilt, and then he's going to come around. And it was masterful. And if you tried to break it down in the history books, what are you going to say? And then there was an NBA player, Dennis Rodman, who liked to wear dresses and rings in his nose. You're not quite sure who, and now he's going to be part of this negotiation. I don't know if that's the case or not, but my Lord, you have to laugh. And all I know is I feel like it's going to work out. So, you let me know what you're thinking as well. Hey, so, before we get into the election, on the NFL thing, please tell me what you're thinking. You know, I'm a big Philadelphia fan. Love Philadelphia. I'm a Giants fan, of course, but the Eagles won and it was great. And that whole thing with, and you and I are going, what's the deal? Who cares? Who cares? But if you're going to go down to the White House, not go to the White House. And then the president cancels and the Eagles going to the White House. Because only a few were going to show up, and you and I, I'm thinking, just, you know what, Mr. President, if it's the mascot and the water boy, you show up, because those people who go to the White House will appreciate the White House. You don't want to go to the White House, you don't like the president, but, we don't care. We really don't care. And we don't care what celebrities think. We don't care what professional athletes think. I don't care anymore. And I don't even put myself in the celebrity, kind of context. I'm more of a radio guy, more with you on this, a Citizen Joe on the radio. And who cares if you go down there? And I think that if the president doesn't say anything, it just goes away. Some people show up. It's nice. By the way, if there's 10 people from the Eagles that show up, and I would suggest that the White House invite those people who wanted to come on a personal level and get a personal tour with Donald J. Trump of the White House. And they'll go back, and when they're at when they're in training in the summer, and when the season starts, all the kids of all those people that show enough respect to the White House and go down there are going to be telling the rest of the team, you take the high road. That's what you got to do. Take the high road. But this, and I need your help on this one, 877-970-2999. Is this a diversion by the president because of the elections yesterday? The president doesn't just do things. There's always a concerted effort. All of a sudden, this became the biggest story of yesterday, is the Philadelphia Eagles not going down because the president cancels this. Was that a concerted effort to throw just a curve at the midterms to take people's eye off the ball? I'm not sure. Not the midterms, the primaries. All right, let me know. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. And so the big story was I jumped on Neil Cavuto's show late last night, and it was great to be with Neil. It was, look at me. I ran home, saw the kids. I had to go see the kids. I ran all the way home, all the way back. And I take care. I pick up Olivia. Michael wasn't feeling well. Got him out of school. We got him out of school. He's doing great now. It's something going around now. I mean, we all got it. But everything's good. So I see the kids, make sure everything's settled. And then, boom, 7:30 last night, what is generally known in my world as bedtime. Hello? What do? I come into the city, and I go on Neil Cavuto's Fox Business show, and it was great. Lisa Booth was there. Kennedy was there, and we just had a great time, and we talked about the election. And Bob Menendez he's the United States Senator. Very interesting what happened is that small business owner, Lisa McCormick, she made an incredible showing against Bob Menendez, right? She came in. She was only 20 points behind him. But no one thought it was a primary. No one thought. I didn't see one Lisa McCormick ad. I didn't see one Menendez ad. Yet she came right on his heels, right? So now they're thinking about the CEO, Hugin, who went in, is going up against Menendez in the fall. And the race between Menendez and Hugin is looking to be tight. Now Hugin went after Menendez for the 2017 corruption trial that Menendez went through. However, both the Monmouth and Quinnipiac polls give Menendez leads of at least 17 points over Hugin for the time being. And Neil, the thrux of the interview yesterday, because Neil, as he does in his most loving of ways, busting old Joe's chops. I'm sitting there, and he's going, do you feel bad that you didn't run? And I go, and actually I do feel bad, because I think, I don't know how I would have the time. I mean, I'm having a great time with you here. I'm having a great time. I have children. And how do I have the time to do it? I don't know. And could I have won? Could you not win? And so I said, yeah, I feel bad. And he goes, yeah, you wussed out. So we had a great time with Neil in that regard. And I was kind of felt bad. Well, because we got to take Jersey back, man. I talked to my folks in Jersey. You got to take it back. It's going the progressive socialist way where it's going to be California. And we'll get into California in a Gavin Newsom one out there. But it's going away. It's just going away. All they're going to do is there's going to be the very rich and then the rest of us. And the rest of us are paying the taxes. And the very rich are going to end up moving out. What country do we have? You will open the borders. There'll be no sovereignty. You won't even be you won't hear the language of English. I'm telling you, it's all going away. You go the way of California and the way New York wants to go. then you don't have a country anymore, in my opinion. But I don't know, getting back to the Menendez Hugin race, and Mr. Hugin seems like a very nice man. He'll be on the Republican side running against Menendez. Can you beat Bob Menendez? Can you beat him? This guy is tenacious. And I say, when I say political animal, and I'm not saying anything in a derogatory term, it's like Andrew Cuomo. I always say, Andrew's a political animal. My goodness gracious. So I don't know that you can beat him. So, but it's going to be interesting, and we will give you a breakdown of everything as we go, you know, as it all breaks down for us. We're going to give it right to you. California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom headed to November in his run for governor. The Democrat won the top spot. He'll face John Cox, the Republican. So the Democrats didn't win all out in that jungle primary system, you know, that put the two top vote getters on the November ballot. So now you have John Cox as the Republican. You got Gavin Newsom running. But can a Republican win anymore in California? You let me know. You let me know exactly what's happened in that regard. So this is so funny. Former NBA star and friend of Kim Jong-un will reportedly be in Singapore next week while President Trump holds a summit with the North Korean leader. I'm reading here. He'll apparently arrive a day before the June 12th meeting, but it's not clear what he's planning on doing. You gotta love it. I am sorry. Sometimes I just love the drama of it all. So please forgive me if I love the drama of it all. So anyway, Rodman has visited the isolated North Korea 5 times over the years. On a different occasion, singing happy birthday to Kim and presenting a copy of Trump's Art of the Deal. Wouldn't it be funny if North Korea is unified in history books and it's Dennis Rodman that helped? You can't make it up. What are we going to do? Argue about it. We'll get into that. Hey, you know who's on the show in about a half an hour? I'm very proud to tell you. My buddy and dear friend and my elementary school buddy, Judge Andrew Napolitano, coming up. He is Fox News senior judicial analyst, former New Jersey Superior Court judge, the youngest Superior Court judge to take the bench, appointed by Governor Tom Kaine. And can the president pardon himself? And we'll be talking about this Mueller probe that won't go away. It won't go away. The money we're spending on this. They're taking the eye off the ball of keeping our kids safe in school. You know, and now Mitch McConnell says there's not going to be. Blah, blah, blah. Mitch McConnell says, if you can understand, I think they should put subtitles when Mitch McConnell speaks. No recess now. But believe me, there'll be a recess. They always start there because all these guys want pension welfare. They want a recess. You know what else they want more than anything else? Power. That's all they're doing in Washington. So this Mueller probe, I don't know what's going to happen, where it goes, but Judge Knapp will handle that legally like nobody else can. Joe Borelli, Councilman Joe Borelli, who we love, Minority Whip of the New York City Council, is with us. Joe was with me Friday down in Washington. We got a lot to tell you about that. That's going to be fun. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is a great guy. Nationally renowned clinical psychologist, a professor at Touro College. And Kate Spade committing suicide. You know, my heart is so out to Kate Spade. I mean, 55 years young. And one of the iconic, you know, fashion folks of the America, around the world. And she commits suicide. And then my mind, see, because I'm an old dinosaur, well, now why would you do that to your 13-year-old daughter? Why would you do that? I have no patience for that. Well, there's apparently a little more to it than that. There's a disease. It's a disease, and that disease is depression. So we'll get into that with Dr. Jeffrey Gardier. Madison Jesioto is a superstar. This is a young – remember, I meet some folks over at Fox, and they just are so stellar. Remember I told you I saw Madison. First of all, I see the cross that she has the courage to wear on national television. She's Italian. She was Miss Ohio. She was now she's an attorney, and she's now a member of the Trump campaign advisory board. And she's like a millennial. Madison, she's my buddy. She's a beautiful family. Her parents are great. And Madison Jesioto will join us. And Dr. Monica Crowley, my buddy Monica. I saw Monica at Rudy's party. So Monica, I said, Monica, gotta come on the show. She wanted to come in live. She goes, will you send a car? I said, I was embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because people ask me, do you have a car service? Not really. We don't. I don't. I walk to work. So Dr. Monica will call in, and we love Monica Crowley. And Michael Goodwin. Do you see the show that Five Boroughs put together? I mean, I'm talking to you because you're my friend, and I love you, right? Do you see the show? Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for New York Post. I'm just saying, one of the brightest guys on the planet right here. Dr. Monica Crowley, Madison Jesioto, Jeffrey Gardier, Dr. Jeffrey, Councilman Borelli, and Judge Andrew Napolitano. That's entertainment. Nights Entertainment. It's 19 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Burgers. Hiya, Frankie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning.
And Albert, how you doing, my Albert, my
good,
man?
Joe.
We got we got to talk about a lot. We're going to get into elections when we come back.
But, a lot we're going to talk about.
Oh, Al's already.
I'm very upset with you. Very upset.
You always say that to me.
I'm sorry. I think
I realize we're like an old couple.
When we discussed off air before the show,
we'll discuss on air because we are organic. You're kind enough to listen. I love you for listening. You are family.
And also, just be careful. Frank has been sneezing uncontrollably.
Well, it's allergies, man.
Yeah, but you think I just mowed the lawn the way he was sneezing before he walked in here?
You don't have you.
No, I get allergies, but either he was sniffing pepper or he's got something going on.
I think there's some dust in here or something.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's got it. You can see my eyes, my nose, everything. Everybody's got the same thing. When do you go for your operation thing? Next week?
Next week I get the medical report taken up. Next Wednesday.
Serious. This is just
I went for the EKG yesterday. 2 minutes.
It was okay?
They just need a baseline for your surgery, so they know where your heart rate is. That's all.
And where is your heart rate? Can we find out?
Calm.
It's okay. It's good.
My blood pressure is always good.
Look at you, man.
I never have it.
I know.
Everybody thinks I blow up at everything. I don't.
Can't imagine why.
I mean, I yelled at my wife for opening two bags of tortilla chips. We had one was open already. There's no reason to open a second one. She's like, Joe, open every cabinet in the house. Leave it all open. Don't worry about it.
Wait a minute. This is what upset you at the house?
Yeah. Because she did like five things in a row. That like earned the daylights out of me, and on the fifth one, it was like, "All right,
Frank,
what are you doing?"
Frank, this is cause for divorce.
No, it's not cause for divorce,
Your Honor. She opened the second bag of tortillas.
Yeah, she goes, "Can you help me open? Because her thumb is all screwed up. That her ligament is all screwed up." She goes, can you help me open the bag of tortilla chips? And I'm going, I know we couldn't have run out of the other one already. Sure enough, I have it on a top shelf. And I look, I go, you opened up the other bag. Oh, like, what is the matter with
Debbie,
you?
An easy guy to live with. An easy guy to live with.
I am a great guy to live with.
He did.
I do the dishes. I clean. Mm-hmm. I cook.
And then you turn into Robert De Niro when someone opens up a second bag of tortilla. You opened the chips.
Robert De Niro. He's banning Trump from his restaurants. Like Trump would go to his restaurant. I mean, really? I mean, like the dumbest thing in the world. Please,
Joey, let me ask you something. You opened those chips. Did you open those chips? Did you open that bag? You opened that second bag. Yeah. You're very smart, Joey. You're very smart. You opened the tortilla chips.
Now,
I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you or did you not open the tortilla chip bag?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, Karen, it's swag around the corner. It's around the corner.
6:22, Big Al. You can't make Big Al up. Five boroughs in the house and Debbie on the roads. Good morning, beautiful Debbie Duhaime. How you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm doing okay. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIE. LIE westbound stop and go by Jericho Turnpike. More volume heading into the Cross Island. Out by Casino Boulevard. Accident cleared out of the way. Eastbound LIE at the Grand Central. They wrapped up some overnight construction there. It's kind of busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Bradley Ave through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect and the Harlem River Drive south. A lot of volume down toward the RFK Bridge. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, and Holland about 10. Watch for slowdowns on 78 eastbound, exit 18 with a collision there. And traffic is slowing down just a bit for you as you head to 17 north at 46. It's some ongoing paving going on there. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
If you want a good night's sleep, you want the MyPillow. I love the MyPillow. Even in my office, when I grab a quick nap, yesterday, man, boom, because I've been going that night too, right? So we stayed up. We had, after the show, we had a lot of business to take care of. And everybody was here. Great show yesterday, by the way. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. We had a fun, it was streaming live. We had a great, but meantime, I'm like, wait a minute, I got no sleep. I was at the Friars Club the night before. Right? So I go in on my couch, the Crowley couch. Our boss, Jerry Crowley, got me a couch, right? And I get the travel pillow. Boom, boom, out. I almost slept 25 minutes. That's a lot for me. But without the MyPillow, and I'm telling you, I tell you because I love you, you got to try the MyPillow. If you, everybody's got the MyPillow. The whole borough of Staten Island has a MyPillow. It is time for you to get a MyPillow. All you got to remember, if you would, is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You're driving, you're wrangling into work, MyPillow.com. You have a special offer for Mr. Mike Lindell. Great American that he is, great strong man of faith, and a dear friend of the radio station, AM 970, The Answer. This is exclusively for you, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. 50% off of 4 pillows. Are you kidding me? MyPillow.com. But you have to use the promo code AM970. Here's the number, too. You can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. You know, Five Boroughs, I was in Mr. Boyce's office. We genuflect as we go into Mr. Boyce's office. He's right across from mine. And he has a big poster, a big MyPillow poster. And the promo code is not... I don't want to give the promo code because it's the gentleman that follows us on the air. It doesn't say AM 970. No, I'm looking at this big poster in Phil's office. I'm going, Phil, that's a Mike Gallagher, and I love Mike, but MyPillow promo code, and it's got Mike's promo code as opposed to AM 970. You know, I mean, what do I get? What do I got to do? Can we put the promo code on my poster, which is outside the...
Yeah, well, I don't know that a lot of the people that walk the halls here are the ones necessarily using the promo code. But so, hopefully the listeners will double down and buy twice as many using the promo code.
I'm just saying, man. AM970. AM970. MyPillow.com. We love you, Mike. AM970 is the promo code. It's Piscopo in the morning. We want you to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I want to tell you about Giardino d'Oro Ristorante, home to some of the best Italian food that we have found in Manhattan, right around the corner from the radio station on 5 Gold Street. It's authentic, has wonderful service, has a classic intimate setting. You can enjoy wine, a gourmet insalata, classic Italian dishes like ravioli quattro formaggi, made with homemade pasta stuffed with 4 gourmet cheeses, or linguini ai frutti di mare, a plethora of seafood, clams, scallops, shrimp, and calamari in a light tomato, garlic, virgin olive oil, and herb sauce. Finish with a cannoli and cappuccino. Visit GiardinoDoro.com or call 212-514-6400 to make a reservation. Or just stop in. Benny is over there. He's the owner. James and Valentino are waiting for you. Tell them Joey sent you, Frankie sent you from the Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer. They're going to take great care of you. Come downtown to Giardino d'Oro.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 627. Can I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm? If you got a problem, you got a problem. Really, I'm telling you what I could do, for example, when I'm in my chair, it's all okay now, and my wires are okay. But if I sit in my chair at the radio station, and then it's all like the wires are all discombobulated, the chairs are squeaking, and one day I'm going to crick my neck, and if I hurt myself, I'm calling John Bramnick. I'm calling John Bramnick to make a settlement with the company. I'm only kidding, of course. But if, seriously, if you got an accident, and, you know, and by the way, I see more, God forgive me, I don't want to jinx anything, I see more accidents on the highway as I come in. Boom, boom, boom. And you don't know, my daddy always told me, you don't know what to do. You got to call someone that has knowledge of how to deal with that accident and how to take care of you, because there could be lost wages. You know, you don't know who do you go, who do you make the claim to. The Bramnicks have all the answers for you. And it's a very confusing time when you have like a malpractice or negligence or auto accident or work-related claim. You know, Bramnick Law Firm is where you want to go. John and Brent Bramnick, they have 18 lawyers standing by. They will come to your house. They will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. How many lawyers are going to tell you that? 7 days a week you can call the Bramnicks about your claim, all right? The number is 877-423-4878. This is always, by the way, John's been there for 30 years. Mr. Bramnick's been there 30 years. He has represented thousands of people. This is a great guy, and when you have a serious accident, he will work on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. You may not even need a lawyer, and the Bramnicks will tell you that as well. 877-423-4878, or you go to johnbramnick.com, JohnBramnick.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's going to be good times when we get together.
I don't know where else on what other radio show you're going to hear the Dave Clark Five. And you're going to hear Robert Goulet and now Jimmy Sturr. I mean, we are just at the cutting edge of radio.
Really? I mean,
you can't. You tell me, on Sirius XM you couldn't find.
No, you couldn't
you
find.
You could scour Sirius XM and you couldn't find.
If you're looking for more esoteric music.
Eclectic.
Mm-hmm. Weird. You know, maybe if you listen to Morano in the morning on Sundays, because he plays probably some of the worst music I've ever heard. But yeah.
So, of course, I bring all the stuff and all the papers in front of me, and we're going to get into the elections, but I can't find. Someone wrote me. Someone is a big fan. He was a winner of the Kentucky Derby. Louis Terminello asked me for a picture and everything. And of course, we have no PR machine at the radio station. So I have the letter, and I want to get a picture out to one of the Derby winners, a big fan of the show. I'll find it. I'll go in the office and I'll find it. But this is not the. You got the microphone?
Yeah, it might help if you turn it on.
Yeah. Do you still have Debbie's rosary beads?
And her little angel pin.
No, the angel pin is for you.
The angel pin's for me?
Yeah, it's specified in the note exactly.
I thought the angel pin was for Debbie.
Oh, maybe.
And the rosary is for Debbie. I got the American flag.
Oh, gotcha.
But yes, I have everything in my office.
Terrific.
There, and it's completely out of control. There's so much going up. Did you see this?
I did. That's great.
How did you see this? Look at this. This is the local newspaper, Hunter County. This was from last week. Piscopo hosts monster concert, star-studded patriotic celebration, billed as record fundraiser for 100 veterans, and it's got pictures.
Awesome.
So that's all fine and good. The beauty of it, my son Michael, right next to me on stage on the front page. I love that in the local newspapers. So it was great. And I remember this whole concert. It's a Joey Benefit thing. Do I do the concert? And Mo had made it. She put it together with my buddy Kevin over there, Kevin Gray. And so I thanked them because it worked out great.
Anyway, very nice.
Now, next week we go do the Bronx concert.
Yeah, this I don't know why you're even going. I would cancel. I would cancel. No, seriously.
Listen, they
have basically, to sum it up very quickly, they have gotten you a band, probably props, you know, whatever, for nothing. They're barely paying you.
Nothing.
They're not paying
this
the band.
This is going to cost me money. This will cost me money.
Right. It's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For what? What is the result of it?
Well,
nothing.
He gets closer to heaven.
No, hold on.
You know what? You're right. Frankie, you don't do it for salvation. You don't go to church for salvation. Mm. You go to give thanks. So if someone's reaching out and you want to help less fortunate and you do it through the church, Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the Bronx, and Father Jonathan calls, then you show up. But you know what? I can't argue with you. It's just because I went through this yesterday, and I went, okay, what am I doing? How am I doing? This is the concert on the 13th, and we're going to have a blast. They should say, Joe, just walk through, shake hands, take some pictures. It's not enough. We want you to do a show.
No, but this is, but again, and I've said this to you before, this is how it works.
Dear.
This is what I get paid. This is what the band has to get paid. If you can't meet that, I'm happy to come. I'm happy to shake hands.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit there and sing and do this and all of this other stuff.
They bailed.
Anybody
and they had
who
the
has seen your
me.
Show.
And when the priest calls you, what are you going to do?
No.
Especially
say no.
Father Morris. He's very accomplished.
The point is, when somebody goes and sees you, like if they've seen you at Lorenzo's, that is a show.
Oh,
you're not just shortchanging people. I'll tell a couple of jokes. I'll play an instrument or two. I'll walk off the stage after 30 minutes. You put 2 hours of heart, sweat, and tears into that show.
Well, it's the blue-collar show business.
The tears is when you sign the check to your ex-wives. But the point is that you give every effort, and it's worth every penny.
Well,
the fact that they want you to come out for nothing is an insult, quite frankly. Put the guy on the air. Give the guy my phone number, and I will tell him that. I will absolutely tell him that. Either up the money or Joe will show up, but Joe, you know, can't do all of these other things.
I can't say no. Al's not wrong. Yes, dear. If it's not me doing benefits, it's the second bag of tortilla chips. I'm telling you, in your life.
The second bag of tortilla chips is a little different.
Can I tell you a little trick?
Not only that, but Joe has us working on getting Bronx politicians there at the event itself.
I want Bronx Borough President Rumen Diaz Jr. to sing a Latino song with me on stage.
Well, you know what?
Can we do that?
If he won't do it.
Get the mayor, too. Why don't you call the mayor?
Let's get Rumen Diaz. I like Rumen Diaz. Well, so come on, that'll be great.
If he won't do it, his father, Rumen Diaz Sr., is such a character.
Oh, let's
he
do might it.
Do. Now, I think he's a Pentecostal minister, so I don't know
praise
if he would
Jesus,
come to a...
Praise Jesus!
He might, I don't know if he would come to a Catholic thing, but he probably would.
Hey, yo, we got a lot to do. We're going to get into elections in a big way, and thank you. We're just getting up and being silly, and so grateful that you're always with us at 6:34 on AM 970, The Answer. The one, the only, one of the most brilliant legal minds in the world, on the planet, is a dear friend of mine, Judge Andrew Napolitano. He will join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al is standing by, and Al, he's watching. He's got my back. Hey, Al, you want to know something? Nice. Nobody else does, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks. 6:35, Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970. 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on in New Jersey. The candidates in the race for the U.S. Senate seat currently belong to Bob Menendez, or said he's won the Democratic state primary. Republican Bob Hugin is the Republican winner. Incumbent Menendez beat out small business owner Lisa McCormick by about 20 percentage points in yesterday's contest, while former pharmaceutical company CEO Hugin simply trounced construction company executive Brian Goldberg, scoring more than 75% of the votes cast. The race between Menendez and Hugin is looking to be tight, as Hugin has been attacking Menendez for his 2017 corruption trial. However, both the Monmouth and Quinnipiac polls give Menendez leads of at least 17 points over Hugin for the time being. The search is on for a Long Island man who reportedly kidnapped his toddler son. Police say John Leguro's SUV was spotted crossing the George Washington Bridge into New Jersey early this morning. Leguro was supposed to drop his 2-year-old off Giovanni at his mother's house in Smithtown Tuesday afternoon, but never showed up. After the woman called police, officers discovered a fire at his home in Coram, but no one inside. Police say the 43-year-old dad has a hunting rifle, but believe there's no indication he'd harm the boy. At this point, they haven't issued an Amber Alert, but are asking people to call them if they see a black Jeep Cherokee with a New York license plate GAV4699. Again, that's a New York license plate GAV4699. In sports, Miguel Andujar erased a 1-0 deficit with a grand slam in the seventh. Yankees went on to beat the Blue Jays 7-2. Jason Vargas gave up 2 runs in the first. Mets never recovered in a 2-1 loss to the Orioles. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the Taconic South at 84. Right lane blocked, unauthorized truck. Also on 684 North Exit 4, a disabled vehicle. Southbound thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 15. Lincoln Tunnel, looks like you're still waiting here. About 15 to 20 getting into town, getting reports of a disabled vehicle. Watch for some slowdowns as well at the inbound Holland. That's about 25 minutes in. 78 eastbound exit 18, a collision over there. And traffic is still moving slowly as you take it over to 17 northbound, getting up toward Franklin Ave in Hasbrook Heights. They're doing some paving over there. Let's see what's happening on the eastbound belt at Cropsey Avenue. That's an unauthorized tractor trailer. Traffic building on the eastbound Gowanus at the Prospect. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy out through the Verrazano Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Judge Napolitano coming up momentarily. If you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green, renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. With Blue Rock, you could choose to purchase 30%, 50%, or 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is substantially lower than most competitive suppliers. They make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rack Energy today. All you have to do is go to BlueRackEnergy.com, sign up, and you'll be like us at the station. You'll be like me at the house, like the Buffalo Bills, the Brooklyn Nets. We're all proud customers of Blue Rack Energy. 877-280-4909. Or again, BlueRackEnergy.com.
Napa Know-How.
Your broken AC may not be broken. It may just need a recharge with the Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Just $39.99 plus an additional $15 prepaid Visa card by mail. Just pull the trigger and brr. The Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Now $39.99 plus $15 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Judge is standing by. Can I tell you about MakeSpace? This is great. You're going to love storage. You're going to love storage when you go to MakeSpace.com. Use the app Piscopo, and what you could do, they have a team of professional movers that come to you with free packing supplies. They pick up as much or as little as you want and move it into a safe space and storage. You don't even have to remember what you packed, because with MakeSpace, you can see the pictures of what you stored, request them, and they deliver back to you whatever you need with a click of a button. Boom! MakeSpace app. You got to get this. You got to check this out. They do it all. The packing, the transporting, the storing, everything. If you're like me, you went through a couple divorces, you got stuff hanging around in a locker somewhere, just go to MakeSpace. And I'm making jokes, but this is one of the great inventions of all, MakeSpace. And you book before June 30th, and MakeSpace will give you $100 off your first month at MakeSpace.com/Piscopo. Only for the month of June. Get $100 off at MakeSpace.com/Piscopo. You have got to check this out, please. MakeSpace.com/Piscopo.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is the way I feel about Judge Andrew Napolitano. The glory, the beauty, the talent, the magnificence of Pavarotti. That's the way I feel about you, Judge Andrew Napolitano. And good morning, my dear friend.
How about that? Did I just hear a commercial that you made in which you talked about your divorce?
I said, if you want, when you go through, you see, you're far smarter than I am, Judge. And a good morning to you, my dear friend.
Good morning, my dear friend.
So, yes, I've gone through a couple divorces. You end up leaving the house, getting your things, and putting it in storage.
All right, you're not going to tell the public about one of the divorces where you demanded your own judge.
Did you know this, Frank? Did you? It was so true. We've talked about that before. I walk into a courtroom, and that's my first divorce, and I see on the docket, I see Judge Andrew Napolitano in a court. I said, that's who I want. Can I have that guy?
I get a call from the captain of the sheriff's department saying there's a character down here who looks and sounds just like Joe Piscopo demanding that you hear his divorce. I said, keep him away from me. Don't even let him on the third floor.
Joe, you can't request your judge, please. It was like, especially if he's a childhood friend.
When you went to grade school with.
Yeah, that was the best. Andrew, that was the best. Oh, Judge, good morning to you. Thanks for jumping on the air with us.
It's like 100 years years ago, doesn't it?
No, yeah, you know it does. But that listen, we ain't going down, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on 24/7, Judge Andrew. You're on 24/7 every show, Fox Business, Fox News. You are the go-to guy, and so we do.
You know what I'm doing later today? Something I've never done before in my legal career.
What's that?
I am testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee in Washington, D.C.
What?
On the constitutionality of a proposal to transfer war-making power from the Congress to the President. And I am decidedly against it, and I've been invited by Republicans and Democrats to give testimony this afternoon.
Oh, my God. What we are going to follow this. What time is this, Judge?
2:30. 2:30 this afternoon.
Are you in D.C. already?
No, I'm not. I'm flying down as soon as I finish with you.
You don't believe. I don't know where you get your energy, Judge Andrew. I swear to goodness, you're going to go down there. You're going to go before the Senate. You have to keep us posted on that, if you would,
yes,
Judge Andrew.
Absolutely.
And God bless you for that, Judge. So I want to go to politics first, if I could, Judge Napolitano. I'm Bob Menendez. I mean, yeah, and you and I, we chatted about me going in, and you know, people ask you all the time, Judge Napolitano, you got to run, Judge. You got to run. But look at, do you think, and Judge, you know, Jersey politics, and that's your home. Do you think that you could actually beat Menendez? Can you beat Menendez in November?
I think he's in trouble. I think this unknown Democrat coming so close shows that tens of thousands of Democrats were willing to come out and vote against an otherwise effective senator who does bring the bacon home for them because of the ethics and criminal charges against him. And I think that's going to be the central issue in New Jersey. New Jersey may actually have a Republican governor for the first time in, a Republican senator for the first time in 40 years. But I know we're going to have a competitive race. I don't know who's going to win it, but it's going to be a competitive race.
Yeah, he is.
In large measure because of Bob Menendez, whom I know and like as a person, even though I disagree with him on many issues.
Mm.
It's self-inflicted wound.
Yeah.
His relationship with this doctor over which he was prosecuted.
Yeah, and we'll see.
And for which he was excoriated by Democrats as well as Republicans on the Senate Ethics Committee.
Judge, do you think, and please forgive me, but I have such an insatiable curiosity about this. I wonder if Governor Murphy says, look, Bob, you got to step aside, or the Democrats say to Bob Menendez, you got to step aside, this is too close, and they put somebody like the head of the Senate, Steve Sweeney, in his place.
Well, here's a real odd twist for you,
please,
which has been circulating below the radar screen. You'll know why I'm laughing in a minute.
Okay.
So there is a rule in New Jersey, everybody knows this, called the Torricelli Rule, which permits the party management of the candidate to remove the candidate's name. I think it's got to be more than 3 weeks before Election Day, and on their own replace him with somebody else.
Wow.
This is what happened to Bob Torricelli. He was replaced by Frank Lautenberg when it looked like Bob was going to lose to the then Republican candidate who no one has heard of since,
right.
called Doug Forrester.
Yeah.
So the rumor below the radar screen is that around the middle of October, when Menendez is fighting for his political life, he will be removed from the ballot and replaced by
Torch?
Bob Torricelli.
Whoa! I swear to you. Oh, this is great.
The world will have come full circle.
The Torch, man. You think the
now,
Torch?
I love the Torch.
Yeah.
Even though he's a progressive, liberal,
very
Democrat, and I'm a libertarian, small government Republican, he is one of, as you know this, because we've been together, he is one of my dearest friends in the world.
Yep.
I love him. This would be unbelievable
if
that
happened. Oh, my Lord. You know, and in New Jersey, Judge, anything can happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, this is spectacular. Judge Andrew Napolitano with Joe P. Judge on his way to D.C. to bring his brilliance down there, and that serves us all well, and we appreciate that, and you're always your service.
Speaking of D.C.,
yes, sir.
Were you spotted dancing the tarantella in the White House last week? Is this true?
When we had dinner last week with David Park, which is so great to see you, and it was such a great time, and I always honor our time together. So yes, I invited you, and I sent you the invite, and you were out of the country, or
out of town, yes. Okay.
So yes, we went down. It was the executive office building celebrating Italian Americans, and I went down there, and it was Rudy Giuliani, and Andrew ran this whole thing. It was the office of the liaison. Kellyanne showed up. Kellyanne Conway was there.
Claiming to be Italian.
And then, yes, she is. Yeah. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Judge Mike Pompeo comes in. He was just with Kim Jong-chol, with the President of the United States, your buddy Donald J. Trump. An hour earlier, he still comes over. He walks across the street, State Street. He goes up a couple floors, boom, and he makes a speech because of his heritage. How great was that? Wow. You were the only cog missing in that great wheel on Friday. And you would have been dancing. You would have been dancing. It wasn't the Tarantella, but it was to New York, New York. Yes, we were all doing it. With the ambassador, by the way, from Italy. Judge, is it your birthday today? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it is true. But I'm not sure you don't want to think about it. Oh. Hey, Joey, you know how old I am because you're just a year younger.
Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And then what are you doing on your birthday? You're going to Washington.
To work my butt off to try to prevent the destruction of the Constitution.
Listen,
I'm coming back and having a lobster dinner with my buddy Gasparino and a few other friends.
Charlie! Judge, before we let you go, can we get your reaction on the Supreme Court's decision in the wedding cake case, please?
I think they kicked the can down the road. I think they should have resolved it once and for all. Now, this baker was treated with exquisite unfairness. The bureaucrats in Colorado were hostile to his religion. And when you're a bureaucrat regulating human behavior and religion is implicated, you have to be neutral. So they clearly treated him wrongly, but the Supreme Court refused to give guidance for the future, and these cases are just going to keep coming back until they make a decision. So I was disappointed with it. Not necessarily disappointed in the outcome, but disappointed in the rationale, because it's going to, instead of solving this issue once and for all, it's going to invite more litigation.
Well, Judge, have a safe trip. Please keep us posted. I have so many questions I want to ask you, but
you got it, my
happy
man.
Birthday. I love you. I love you more than I could tell you, and I'm honored to be your friend, Judge Andrew.
Back with you, Joey. All the best.
All right. Travel safe, my friend. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. And he's kind enough. And he always says when we're at dinner, Joey, anytime you need me. So forgive us if we get silly and we digress and everything, because there's so much to talk about with this brilliant man. But it is his birthday. And here he is going to testify and testify. He's going to just bring some brilliance, his brilliance down to the senators down there in Washington. And we appreciate that, the judge's service to the United States of America. He loves this country. And whether you agree with him or not, he is a brilliant man and a good friend. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. 6:50 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie's on the roads for you this early.
Yes.
Good morning, Deb. How are we doing this morning? Already Wednesday?
Oh,
10 before
something.
7. Don't even think about it. I know what you're thinking. I know.
Always something going on, Joe. That's for sure. And happy birthday to the judge. And let's see what's happening here as he heads to the southbound thruway. Stop and go traffic 14A all the way down to the Tappan Zee Bridge. If you're heading to 684 North Exit 4 into Bedford, that's a disabled car. Inbound GWB up to a 20-minute delay. The inbound Lincoln 25, Holland 35 to 40. The disabled vehicle at the Holland was cleared out of the way. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on 3 eastbound down by Route 17 as you get down through the construction zone. So watch out for some slowdowns there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns. 78 eastbound exit 18. With a crash cleared. Eastbound belt at Cropsey Ave, that unauthorized tractor trailer finally out of the way. It's busy westbound belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport, and the northbound Van Wyck up by Linden Boulevard. It's an accident off on the shoulder. A lot of volume on 440 northbound up by Arthur Kill Road, and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down Bradley Ave through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up and out toward the Prospect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
So if I ever proposed to Debbie Duhaime, I would get a diamond at Parry and his Sons in Franklin Lakes. Yes, I would. I would drop to my knee. I'd be on France, touch a class. That's a scenario, Five Boroughs. Isn't that a nice scenario? You like that, Ray?
I think it's delightful.
The Statue of Liberty going by. And then I go to Parry and his Sons, and I go to Glenn Parry, and I go, Glenn, I have a gal I should have probably married long ago, and I need a great diamond. And who knows the Four Seas better than Glenn Parry and Frank?
Nobody.
I'm asking you rhetorical questions, but honestly. By the way, you think would you get married anytime?
You never know. Well, you never know.
Can I take you to Parry and Sons?
I'd be happy to go to Parry and Sons.
You would love it up there. The clarity of the diamonds is to die for. It's so cost effective up there, and Glenn will walk you through. Debbie, let me get you Debbie to walk you through, show the diamonds.
Terrific.
Just in case. Can I do
You could buy things there other than diamonds, right?
They have everything. The watches are great. But I love the stones. You know, they have these beautiful stones like necklaces and things. Absolutely. I'm just leading you down the diamond. I'm just saying, no pressure. Frankie, my young friend.
I'm not sensing any.
Okay. But please, I just put this out to you.
Got it.
And to you, too. If you're listening, you need a diamond, you want to go talk to Glenn, Katie, Lisa, Debbie, Maria. I'm just saying, Parian and Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Nobody's going to walk you through the four C's like nobody else. The clarity, the cut, the carat of the diamond, right? And they offer a diamond buyback guarantee. A diamond buyback guarantee. Just check it out. You can go to pariandiamonds.com, P-A-R-I-A-N, diamonds.com, and you can check it out. Also, like Frankie said, it's true. Not only do they sell great jewelry, not only will they give you the best advice on diamonds at Parian & Sons, they will repair, they will service, and they will restore your current jewelry so it looks brand spanking new. I've done it myself. Check out Parian & Sons, please, on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at pariandiamonds.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
When Donald Trump was in the fight of his life against Hillary Clinton, Michael Grimm stayed silent. He never even voted for him. But just like Hillary, Grimm voted for bad trade deals, funding Planned Parenthood, and against border wall funding. No wonder Michael Grimm was ranked the third most liberal Republican in Congress. Grimm never backed Donald Trump. Don't believe Grimm's lies. They landed him in prison. Why trust him now? Dan Donovan stands with President Trump, and he has the full endorsement of Donald Trump. Together, Donovan and Trump are fighting Obama's bad trade deals, building a wall, and deporting dangerous illegal immigrant gang members. Dan Donovan always puts the people of Staten Island and South Brooklyn first. We can trust Dan Donovan. Dan Donovan, endorsed by Donald Trump.
I'm Dan Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Dan Donovan for Congress.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun today, and unseasonably cool with a high at best 72. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 57 in Midtown, but closer to 50 north and west of the city. For tomorrow, partly sunny and still rather cool for June, the high 73. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer in the afternoon, high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks, Joe Lundberg. 5 before 7 o'clock. Good morning. Good morning. We are up and we are Adam, and we appreciate you being with us. Did you go to Michael's of Brooklyn yet? Did you go? Come on. Avenue R and Nostrand. You know, Fred's waiting for you. He's there now. He's right at the bar. Not really, but you got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, and meet Michael himself. This young kid does such a great job. Fred and Marianne and Johnny and Zoe, you're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn. You could taste the authenticity in all of their food. And it's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of America, according to the Food Network. Not only in Brooklyn, all of America. And how many times did I tell you that they make the sauce right there on Avenue R and Nostrand. Gosh, I love that. It's the best of New York, man, right there at Michael's of Brooklyn. And the sauces are certified gluten-free. If you're a millennial, this will mean something to you. And certified non-GMO, giving you a product that's as healthy as it is flavorful. You know, puttanesca, marinara, my favorite, arrabbiata. Although off the shelf at ShopRite the other day, I took fresh tomato and basil. And the price was great, by the way, from Michael's of Brooklyn. When you're in your local supermarket, like my sister Carol did, you take home Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to open up, you're going to know it's jarred sauce. I don't really get jarred sauce. Everybody, and I'm telling you, everybody loves Michael's of Brooklyn, and you will too. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Jersey Joe on the radio. Radio Joe, great to have you with us. 657 on AM 970 The Answer around the United States of America. AM970TheAnswer.com. And, you know, what a great time I had. So, and again, we'll get into the politics of it all. And frankly, I'm so sick of the yelling. I'm so sick of all of it. And what we have, that is our duty, our responsibility. We will get into it when we come back for sure. Councilman Joe Borelli is with us. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is with us, nationally renowned clinical psychologist, professor at Touro College. This Kate Spade suicide,
This is very, very upsetting. 55, top of the world. What causes somebody to do that? Dr. Jeffrey will let us know. Monica Crowley on the show. Yay! Had the best time with Monica last week at Mayor Giuliani's party. We were there. We're going to talk about all politics with Monica Crowley. And Madison Jesioto is an attorney now. She just got her, she passed her bar. God bless her. This is a really bright rising star on the conservative movement front. Madison Jesioto, you don't want to miss Madison. And Michael Goodwin, are you kidding me? Chief political columnist for the New York Post. Then we'll get into politics in a big way. So it's Piscopo, it's Murano, it's Gattulo. Not enough Italians in one room at one time. Oh, yes, and Debbie Duhaime and you coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.